Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A celebration of Jim. Colony Stock, Jimapalooza, whatever you want to call it. Jim Fest brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. A farewell show for Jim Colony today. A special surprise guest calling in about 30 minutes from now who wants to say farewell to Jim. We'll update you on the Jim-related Twitter poll later as well. It's been nip and tuck between Jim and another Pittsburgh sports legend in one contest.
And I'm losing now. It's very disappointing.
Don't worry. Man, you'll bounce back.
You're not a loser, though. But, Jim, we got to bring somebody into the studio right now.
Yes.
Somebody who is a dear friend of yours has a gift that was given to him. He's working as the intermediary by another dear friend of yours.
I was wondering what he was doing in here.
Yes.
You want to sit down, Jeff?
Well, he has. He wants
to present
the gift.
Okay.
Let's present this
present
gift.
Present the gift.
Somebody wanted you to have something they've been holding on to for quite some time.
He's reaching into his... No.
Yes. He's reaching into his pants,
Excuse
which is never...
Yes.
But somebody wanted you to have something.
Gabby Johnson.
Because they've been holding on to this for a while.
You want to
open up the front cover, please.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So there you are. Would you tell people what it is?
Okay, it's a book which my sister recommended. It's a great book, The Bedford Boys.
Okay.
It's an outstanding book. It's a tough situation about a bunch of guys from a single town that got wiped out mostly at Omaha Beach.
Right.
And The Bedford Boys. And I was talking to a certain hockey player. We've talked about this because his dad, I think, or his grandfather, rather, went ashore. I think it was at Sword as part of the Canadian military, and his name is Sidney Crosby. And I knew he was a history guy, and I said, Sid, you might like this book. So I gave this to him how many years ago? 3-4 years ago, Jeff?
At least.
I can't remember.
When's the last time we could see him in person?
Well, I know. Yeah, that's what it seems like, doesn't it?
So he'd heard you were retiring.
Yeah, right. And he thought, good riddance. And he said, maybe I better give Jim his book back. And it says, to Jim, I thought you might like this. All the best, Sidney Crosby.
Well,
look at that.
How
that's
thoughtful.
That's really cool. I mean, that's really cool.
So there you
and
are.
So, Jeff, thank you. And
like
everybody
you,
who had to browbeat him to say, what, that book? I never read it. What, he wants it back? Oh, okay. Maybe I should sign it for him. I'll put it up on eBay and see if maybe Ron Cook will buy it.
He was going to sign the Cliff Notes version of it, but then.
But no, I
do. No, that's actually really cool.
I don't know. I hope it delivered. We built that up a little bit. I hope
it delivered. No, that's really, I was, my mind was, you know, was racing with different things that kind of made me squirm a little bit. And then Jeff actually did make me squirm when he came over here. But that's great. I mean, that's really cool. Sid's a, and I've talked about it, is that one of the best things that you can do is, and I know we don't like to waste time in locker rooms, especially with guys like Sid, who has a lot of obligations. But some of the best things you can do is get to talk to these guys about other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want to talk about, you know, the 1-3-1 and whatever, you know, they want to talk about how come the power play sucks, you know, or whatever the issue of the day is, or even talk about just hockey, just talk about other stuff. It's more relatable. And that's how I think you can kind of break ground.
A couple of years ago, walking out of the locker room, I just happened to walk down the hall with Sidney Crosby after a game. And he was asking us about our coverage of spring training, because he knew that you weren't there for a period of time, and I was the only one there for a period of time. So we were in this conversation walking down the hall about how we cover spring training and what baseball spring training is like, and ask about where you lived. And I said, it's in this glorious mansion that Jim lives in while he's in Florida.
In a state.
But that's it. I mean, he was genuinely curious, like asking questions, like, how do you do this? Well, what about this? There was also one year where
they went on a winning streak when I was gone.
And they did not want Jim back.
I came back, and he noticed.
You almost got thrown out like Tockett's $1,800 suit.
Something along those lines, yes.
Yeah.
But no, this is really cool. Sid, thank you.
Yeah,
Jeff, thank
there
you.
It is.
You guys, thank
All
you.
All right. So thank you, Jeff, for arranging that,
thank
getting
you,
it
Jeff.
Done. We appreciate it. Now, there is somebody else who was one of the highlights, by the way, of all the things that we've done. And, Jim, you're going to be a part of this moving forward. Is the porch tour, right? You may
yes.
even host a porch tour.
Yeah.
As long as we get the okay.
So one thing, and we'll cut through this here and there. We won't play the whole thing, but something jumped out at us at one of our porch tour stops, one of the most raucous porch tour stops we've
yes,
ever had.
Yes, it was.
Let's let people listen to the highlight.
All right, we're at the home of Bob Kleppner right here in Glenshaw. People are wild. They're in the pool.
You remember this, Jim?
Yes, I do.
Bob Kleppner.
They're eating. This.
I knew it was
a good
time.
He got his picture in the PG.
Yeah.
I knew we were going to have a good time or a crazy time when I showed up, and Bob Kleppner's shirt said, "My sexual preference is often."
Yeah.
I said, "I think we might be in for a crazy time today." He answered the front door, and his shirt said, "My sexual preference is often." Said, "Okay."
This is great. Big thanks to all our sponsors.
So this is what happened.
Scudder Helmet, Old Smokey, Iron City, Fanatic Impressions.
So we're going to go through all this
J&D
here.
J&D Waterproofing. We got cat calls for Jim.
Jim loves you, too.
Yes,
I said
Jim,
that. I didn't hear that.
Absolutely. 412-928-9370.
She's in a bikini, too. Don't tell Linda.
Here we go.
Linda's probably on her way back from Giant Eagle right now.
Oh, look
to this.
At this. Michael McHenry joining us.
So a woman named Ricky.
Jim, women are strutting up to you, hugging you. They want to sit on your lap.
Oh, geez.
Where's the video? Where's the AV team here? We need some photos of this for the website. This. No, wait. We're going to derail this topic real quick. What's your name, young lady?
Ricky.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Yeah. I know where you know you're a girl. We got it under control.
A woman,
yes. Why are you sitting on Jim's lap?
Because he complimented me. That's all it takes.
Oh.
Now, it kind of went crazy from there. It kind of went nuts from there, right, Jim? The porch tour kind of brought the best out in you, I believe.
She stole that. Remember they had those oversized heads?
Uh-huh.
She took mine.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I did. Uh-huh.
Clad in a bikini. Are you married, ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh,
he's completely used to this.
Not exactly.
Yes. I never even found out who her husband was, I don't
I,
think.
I went over and talked to him after.
And
put this in
that?
Perspective.
He
put goes, this in perspective. You could hear her clearly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was sitting so literally on top of Jim.
Oh, yeah.
And Jim's wearing the headset mic that we wear when we're out on location, right? And where the mic is like right. She's that close that she's literally speaking right into the microphone in front of Jim's mouth. She's on top of him quite literally.
She had just gotten out of the swimming pool, too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Jeez. Let's continue this, Jim.
Right there. We go. This is the kind
He's
of party
totally
we
on
walked
board.
Into. Okay. Jim, Woo. How do you feel now?
I'm kind of wet right now, actually.
She had just gotten out of the pool.
And then you explain.
Whoa!
Well, yeah, she's just been in the pool, so she's sitting on my lap.
Jim, you need to call Phil Bork about this stuff. Zatanna Phil Bork.
Actually, I don't.
Okay. I have no idea where we're going with this.
I should say I shouldn't.
You know, you made his face red as a fire truck.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, when he said he was white, I said, that's what she said.
this happened.
I know.
This happened
this
on our show.
Only 2 hours old.
Pirate lineup is out.
Is it? What do we
that
got
coming up next? What do you mean the pirate line? What do you mean? What do you want to talk about that? You want to talk
think about
the
baseball. Think about baseball. Yeah, think exactly. about baseball. Think about baseball.
Oh, Jim.
That worked back in college to a point.
That's enough. That is it. Ma'am. Do you ever hear of the FCC? Okay. Well, they're going to call us
they
if
may
you
be
keep
in touch.
Sitting on Jim's lap.
I mean, the porch tour, this was something.
Monday morning may be met with a termination notice for us. The closer you sit on Jim's chair to him. Newman will bat first in place.
Oh, goodness. Then we got into that. But Ricky. Ricky. What were you thinking at those porch tour stops? See, that goes to show how important you are and how much of a legend you are. Those
I'll be there this year.
People could not get enough of you at those porch tour stops.
I'll be there this year for the porch tours.
You're the party, Jim.
You are.
Man, yeah, why not?
I didn't know what to do. I'll tell you, I froze up a little bit. I kept talking, but I was afraid a little bit. I thought it was going to get out of control. I was kind of happy people weren't documenting it in video form too much there because I was afraid where it was going to go. It got wild real quick at that party.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Not with Ricky, though, I can safely say.
Yeah.
I did get it. And the other, the offshoot of this is that I think during the next break, I checked my phone.
Uh-huh.
And there was a text.
Linda said, knock it off.
Said, I'm listening. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I think we're fine.
So, Pork Store, you're in for this year?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I hope so.
I got the dates. They're already on the calendar.
Good.
You ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
What was the thought about you hosting one? Could this perhaps happen?
Well, I think we'll go for it.
Uh-huh.
I think.
You think?
Well, the only thing is, and this is very important, if it rains, either the day of or the day before, we can't do it.
Yeah.
We just can't. Because we can't. Because then we can't have people inside with something like that or go in and out, whatever. That happened to us a few 4th of July parties ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When there was
good.
A deluge and then
I was there.
Yeah, it was like I said, it looked like the scenes you see from Woodstock with people under the
because
tarps.
Said, you know, you see ball players down the right field, you know, down the foul line. Well,
where's Ricky?
Zero.
We need more Ricky.
4129 to where this just went.
Yeah, I did go meet her husband.
In Jeopardy now.
In Jeopardy. I think it just ramped up about seven
that's the wrong one. What did her husband have to say about her behavior that day?
I can't remember exactly.
Up there.
I just said, and he just said something like, well, you know, that's kind of like what I put up with.
Oh,
I think it was something along those lines.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she had an eye on you
that day.
Did she ever explain why she had a sweet spot for
you? I have no idea.
No? It's just something? Do you mesmerize women like that normally? I
mean, no.
Yeah, you do.
And you going to become kind of a gigolo in your retirement here, Jim?
I doubt it.
Gigolo Jimmy?
Actually, is there an endorsement opportunity for that?
Maybe. There might be.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do something along those lines. No.
What's
never. The craziest thing? Is that the craziest thing a woman has ever done in your time working in radio?
Probably.
Yeah? I mean, honestly?
Yes. I heard stories about what used to happen before I got into radio.
Yeah, and that's why you got into radio?
I got in a little bit too late for that. But anyway.
We got a poem from the friends at Seven Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
From Alex, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, yeah, go ahead.
At Seven Springs, we all love the man named Colony. He comes up here to ski, sometimes for free. Linda sometimes comes with him, which is key to keeping Jim out of the foggy goggle, wouldn't you agree? For Colin and sometimes Chris, he plays referee. We wish Jim were here today to ski with Abby Way. We hope Jim doesn't ski into a tree. Congrats on your sort of retirement. We love you to a degree. From everyone at Seven Springs, Jim.
There we go. The hoping you don't ski into a tree thing. Is
very
big.
Nice.
Yeah, they don't want that.
I mean, didn't end well for Sonny Bono when he did, so I'd hate to meet a similar fate.
Jim, going out on a good note here. We have a special guest calling in at 9:30. How about that? Can't wait to talk to that person. You're going to have an update for us before the hour is out. What a day, what a day, what a day.
Fan Morning Show presented to you by Matt Martz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Grab yourself a Dunkin' today as you're getting started. The official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'. It is 9:26. Time to stop out Century 3 Chevrolet for their used car super sale. And share memories. They are pouring in now via the text line, especially. Jim Colony memories as we're in the midst of his farewell show. Special guest, mystery guest calling in about 5 minutes here. Jim enjoying the book finally returned to him by Sidney Crosby that he lent him years ago with an inscription from Sid inside as well.
I know, I'm not supposed to ask for autographs. That's unprofessional.
You didn't ask
now
for
it, I go.
So that's
I know,
okay.
I didn't.
Just as I mentioned, text coming in. Joni in Sharpsburg says, we'll miss you. God bless you and Linda in your semi-retirement. Once upon a time in my life, I would send you emails. When you worked at another station, you were always friendly and always replied. Again, Joni in Sharpsburg. Tons of text
messages.
Means
you're not friendly anymore at this station, I guess.
I don't reply to emails. Uh-huh. Don't bother me emailing.
We got an email. They didn't say their name, but I guess they once stalked you or a friend of theirs stalked you. They worked at a beer distributor. They knew you came in, so they got you to autograph a picture. And then they found you another day at Kohl's and got
a photo
with you.
I saw those guys, yes.
So you're incredibly popular, Jim. I don't think you understand how popular.
What are these?
Jim Colony. Jim, do we have you? All right. We'll check back.
That's one of my favorites. So is this. This was a subtle one of my favorites that Jim did.
Have the Melvin Ingram, or at least a semblance of the Melvin Ingram of old.
You know, Randy, if the Steelers were to delve into the cornerback market.
That man was named Mark.
Yeah.
And you called him Randy.
I don't know why I had him confused with the white Randy Moss. Jeez.
I did.
Yes, you did.
It was Mark Ross.
Right.
Right.
From it was NFL Mark Network. Ross. It was not just Randy Moss.
But right. He just kept plugging through.
Yeah, he did. He's a pro.
You know, he didn't. Yeah. And then this.
There he goes. Ron, are you going to miss him till next week?
I'll probably survive. Yeah, I will, but I'll get over it. I'm strong.
I'm strong.
You two don't live that far from each other. How come you never hang out with Jim, or do you?
No. You mentioned.
And then just straight on to the next topic.
Yeah, like nothing happened.
Yeah, Ron, did Ron wish you a good? I know they brought you in that day. Did he wish you a good retirement, Ron did?
No, because he can kind of see through what's going on. That it's just a semi-retirement.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so he doesn't want to give you the full brunt of the retirement. I understand.
Why would he actually celebrate that? Yeah.
Certainly.
Weekend Twitter poll is up. If you could have a beer with one of these two recently retired Pittsburgh sports icons, who would it be? Jim Colony or Ben Roethlisberger? Over 1,000 votes on the books already. And Jim Colony, 50.4%.
Oh, it's up to 50.5.
Ben Roethlisberger's 49.5%. You're slowly opening up the slimmest of margins here, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know how the Electoral College will weigh in at the end.
Go ahead, give me political, Jim.
No,
one last time.
No, that's fine.
Jimbo Fest brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, by the way.
Yeah.
So, do you think if you would rather have a beer with Jim Colony or Ben Roethlisberger, who would it be? Who do you think you're going to win this poll?
Well, I'd probably rather have one with Ben, seeing as if I were to have a beer with somebody, I would always be involved.
Correct. Good call.
Yeah.
True.
So that would be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably more fun.
Yeah. Now you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. I don't know, back in the drink like a champion today days. But
that's true.
Yeah.
You guys would have given each other a run for your money.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Special caller calling in 2 minutes from right
really?
Now. Why don't we take a break, step aside, come back, and somebody wants to wish you a fond adieu. That's coming up next here, Fan Morning Show. There have been a lot of people in the past few days that have said, man, I need to talk to Jim. I have to wish Jim a very fine career and all that stuff. One person got in touch with us and said, you know, I've got to join that club. I do need to talk to Jim. This is Jim's last show, and we welcome him in right now. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'll let him introduce himself. Good morning, sir.
Yes, thank you for having me. I have a question for Jim Colony. If you have an opportunity to have one last victory lap, and that opportunity would allow you to run around St. Vincent Fields, who would you do that with?
Man, I'd have to give it some thought.
Yeah.
I can think of about 50 people. Maybe there were three coaches that I were involved with there. I might have to say
Bill
Cowher.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This happens to be him. I want you to know that.
I didn't recognize the voice, Bill.
Well, you know what? I just want you to know, when they think about what's your most vivid memory of Jim Colony, I said, I'll give you a hit for your radio, but you got to do a lap with me. And then you proceed to not just run with me, but just stay one step ahead of me, as if I was holding you back. So then you would sit there and sprint at the end on your balls of your feet, and I would be breathing very hard, and you'd continue then to go right into the next question. So I just want you to know that all those times you ran, did you really have to stay one step ahead of me?
Yeah, I had to set the pace, and then what I would do, I'd stay one step ahead for three or four times around the field, and then you kept on going for six or seven.
Congratulations, my friend. You've had quite a career there, and I've always enjoyed my time with you, and I want to wish you nothing but the best.
Bill, thank you. I got to tell this story, too, because I don't know if it was a training camp or not, but at one point we were talking, and all of a sudden you mentioned something that we had said on the radio, and this was while you were still coaching, and I'm like, wait a minute, I said, you actually listen to us? And you said, yeah, after we win.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's why, hey, after wins, I used to go back and watch Chris Berman and Tom Jackson. I'd watch all the Sports Center stuff. Heck yeah. I wanted to watch our game again. I enjoyed the win. I learned later in life that sometimes you embrace the wins because sometimes you can take them for granted. Now, when we lost, I went to bed right away because I was going to be up probably around 5:30 in the morning with and watching the tape. So I did enjoy the wins, and I did listen to you guys.
Let me ask you
and,
something.
You know, when we won in Pittsburgh, I could get my gas during the day. When we lost, I got my gas at night, and I did not listen to you guys.
That's right. On your way in at 5:30, watch film. You're at 5:15, filling up at that BP station.
Before, let me ask you though something, Coach. Like whether it was Jim or Bouchette or somebody, or you know, some of the guys that covered those teams and that are still covering those teams. With the advent of the internet and so many outlets and so much stuff on now, do you think that coaches don't necessarily have that trust that maybe you had in a guy like Jim or a guy like Eddie or people like that? And we've kind of lost that in journalism and in coaching and things?
Well, to a degree. I mean, I think like the one thing we had in Pittsburgh, and I've always said it's a big little city, is when you guys said things and whatever you said, That was the story. That was the narrative. And sometimes it bothered me because it was your perception of it. I didn't have the same perception of it, and I was not very good about hiding my emotions. And so, you know, we would always have a little tiff every now and then. It wasn't me being mad at you. Probably a lot of times it was me being mad because you were right. And I'm like, okay, let me fix this thing. And so, but, you know, I think today there's so many different platforms that are out there. It's almost like you need to really almost – just numb yourself from it, have a good PR person. And I think as we were getting later in life, all I wanted to know is I don't want to know what people's opinions are. Just give me the quotes from the players or the coaches, what they're saying. That way I can address it. If it was taken out of context, I'll get that. But just give me what was actually said, because so many times things get so twisted in terms of people make these assumptions. And so it is a lot more today. But I think, again, I go back to the same thing. On the inside, the noise is not as great as the noise is on the outside.
Can you believe Ben Roethlisberger had to go and upstage Jim and steal his thunder?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, he did. I think his decision was made. He wanted to come out at least the day before Jim's last show. So I just, you know, I think again, you know, I think that was, you know, Jim. You know, Ben's just staying one step ahead of Jim, just like he was staying one step ahead of me.
Yeah,
Coach, we thank you so very much taking some time today. We appreciate it. We're going to continue to celebrate Jim up until the top of the hour. And go about our way. Thank you so very much,
hey,
Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for having me on. Jim, all the best to you, my friend. I look forward to catching up with you in the offseason.
All right, we'll see you.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
There it is. There's a nice surprise call, by the way, Jim.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Now, how did that get started? That's a legendary story that you would run laps with Coach Cower at St. Vincent. How did it even start?
Okay, well, he came in. He's a little bit younger than I am, yet I was new here. My second year was his first as a Steelers coach. So we got to know one another. I worked for the flagship station, blah, blah, blah. I went away for a couple of years. And then when I came back, it was 2000. and we have kids. Our kids are around the same age. And so, I don't know, it was when they used to have two-a-days. So after the morning practice, he did a little media thing, and then I just kind of hung around just to kind of, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm back and good to see you, blah, blah, blah. And then he's lacing up some sneakers, and all of a sudden he starts running.
Yes.
And he goes, hey, you want to talk? He goes, you got to run. I'm like, okay. So I started running with him. And it's hard to talk and run when you're not in very good shape, as I was not at the time. But I kind of liked it after I ran like three laps around St. Vincent, which is actually, that's a decent, when you go around the perimeter of those three fields.
Yeah.
That's a, I don't know, about a third of a mile, maybe.
So three would be a mile there, Jim.
Something along those lines.
Yes.
But I think it's more than a third of a mile. But anyway, I liked it. And so the next day I came and I made sure I had some better shoes for running, and I was dressed to run in gym shorts. And so that became kind of our little thing for a few years. And then the morning practices went away, and so did those things. But that's an example of just talking about stuff that has nothing to do with the issue at hand in terms of covering an athlete or a coach, and you end up developing a little bit of a rapport, which comes in handy every now and again.
Least favorite coach you've ever covered in this city? And
This city?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
here we go.
No, it wasn't. I mean, Yvonne Hlinka.
He wasn't
like my least favorite. The funny part about Hlinka, and again, this is when I came back to Pittsburgh and I worked in the evenings, and then I would go down. I would get there at the end, basically at the end of the first period, mm-hmm. at the Igloo,
And I'd park and I'd you know, go through the entrance. And
anybody smoking cigarettes right there by that little hut?
Von Hlinka's out there chain smoking outside of the entrance, you know, that little
where
tunnel.
There's that little hut right there.
Right. And so I would see him just every day. So it wasn't, you know, that's not like the least favorite. You know, I'm trying to think of who I, you know, who I missed, you know, who was here, who wasn't. You know, I mean, John Russell was tough just because there wasn't anything there. And the teams were awful. And, you know, I've only covered three Steelers coaches.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
right? Noel his last year. And really for the better part of when I've been here was two guys. It was Cowan Tomlin.
Jim, everybody's only covered three Steelers coaches.
That's true. I mean,
there's nobody around anymore.
Anybody who's covered four?
I don't think so.
No,
because that would have been back in 1969. Yeah, maybe Ron, when he was writing for the 5th grade Gazette in Blackhawk, that he would have been covering him then. But I don't know. I mean, most everybody's a pretty good person.
The line so far. I've only covered three Steelers coaches. Well, who the hell has it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I kind of forgot about the other.
Yeah,
but I don't remember ever having like big run-ins or anything like that. There were just some guys were tougher to cover than others, and those are the reasons why.
Good stuff. Jim's gonna have an update for us before we get out of here. We continue to chat your memories as well. 412-928-9370. By the way, big thanks to our friends at Iron Rock Tap House. They brought in a bunch of food for this soiree. Chef Arnold and all his staff. Really, really great stuff. Huge craft beer list, wine, bourbon, scotch selections out there. Get there. It's right by the Westmoreland Mall, and they are doing it up today. Jim Colony Party. We are going to celebrate, Jim, for just a little while. Whoa, a little while longer. Jim, here, listen to this cut-in part. Ready? Jim. There it is. Yeah, we're going to do that until 10 o'clock right here, Fan Morning Show. All right. Do you have that music ready to go? When do you want to do the update? At the very end of the show?
You want to wrap up the show with it?
You want to wrap up the show, Jim? We'll do it at 9:54.
Sure, I've actually got one.
You got one written?
I actually have like real information.
Well, that's your thing. You're an information guy. How about we got a text here, an email, right? Oh, yeah. I believe I just deleted it accident.
Oh, no.
Well, those things happen.
I believe a guy named Ira, I-R-A.
I-R-A Weiss.
That's a great old story.
That's an old
too.
Paul Long story.
Yeah. Yes, this is Ira Katz. I-R-A Katz. What's the Paul Long story?
Ira Weiss,
yeah,
the city solicitor.
Yeah, right?
The solicitor. And at the time, I don't know if there were stories about the Irish Republican Army or individual retirement accounts.
Get right to it.
But
right.
Paul Long is going, he just starts reading a story. I-R-A Weiss.
Instead of Ira.
Yeah. I'm sure that's recorded. And he just kept on going. Yeah. He had his overcoat, his hat on at that 5 o'clock news thing he did with Alan Bull on good old WTAE.
The legends that passed through that building.
But I know.
This Ira Katz is writing from Florida. He said, like a lot of Pittsburghers retired, not a bad place to be. He's in South Florida right now. And he says that only the late – or only what? Goose Goslin, Hacksaw Hamilton in San Diego, John Minko of the Fan in New York were in the same league as well-written, concise, informative, and essential guys that Jim was
wow,
in
that's,
radio.
Wow, that's really
– He says he met you several occasions at Pirate City in Bradenton or Lee Calm Park. Humble, down to earth, Jim was. Interviews insightful, too. He said, this guy, true radio guy, and they don't make it like that anymore.
Did you scroll to the bottom of this email? This
What's
is great.
It say?
Lastly, a couple of years ago, when Antonio Brown was working out here in Fort Lauderdale at Holiday Park, before he got signed with Tampa, I met him and told AB, one Pittsburgh media member you got along with, well, I thought was Jim Colony. AB looked at me dead in the face and said, that is my man, one of the few guys that understood me in that town.
How about that, Jimbo?
Wow, that was 2 years ago. I think I kind of understood him then.
Yeah.
I can't make that same claim today.
No, Pitt not the palace? That's not you, Jim?
No.
No.
Well,
I-R-A.
I-R-A.
Cats.
Weiss.
Okay, good stuff. So there's that.
No, that's really nice. That's really nice of him.
Thank you, Ira.
So now that you're retiring, what's the next show that you're doing?
Starkey and Cook today.
Wait. Officially retiring at 9:59 a.m.
Look at all the food that you guys get today.
And at 10 a.m., You're going to be back on the air.
With Starkey, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Where's Cook? He's not here. I noticed Cook didn't want any parts of this celebration, huh?
He took the whole week off.
He did. He took it all off, the whole thing. Didn't want any parts of Ben's.
That's fine.
Didn't want any parts
of
you.
Well, Ben, no, don't you think that maybe, you know, the person you didn't see in that Ben video yesterday, who was just off camera on the couch, Ron.
Yeah. Oh, could be.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to deliver to the masses, Jim, before this update in a couple minutes?
No, not really. I will say this, though, is that in fact, now I sound like, just let me say this. I think Bill used to say that a lot. But, no, it's just one of the things that, hey, it's nice that Bill called in and, you know, Sid finally gave me my book back and an autograph and everything. But really one of the things, though, is that being able to, you know, it's very humbling to be connected. It's one thing to connect with the people that we cover, but to be able to connect somehow with the people that listen to us, that's what, you know, to me, that's what it's all about. I was a radio junkie as a kid, used to listen to AM signals from all around the Northeast and all the 50,000-watt stations like KDKA, listen to Pirate Games with Bob Prince. And you know, when I was a kid and I listened to all sorts of out-of-town ball games and out-of-town talk shows and stuff like that, I never really knew that I'd get involved in it. But and that was kind of, I felt like I knew the guys I was listening to, knew the people I was listening to. And that's, you know, if people like that, and I've had a chance to meet a lot of them, and now it's different because you can, you know, look at a camera and people can see us. But it's just nice to, because radio is still a conversational medium where it's not as boom, 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 boom. It's kind of getting that way in some ways. But for what we do, it's still I talk, you know, we listen, we converse, and you get to know people. It's more of a relaxed format.
And I'll say this, Jim, as someone who's worked with you at a couple different places, it's the approachability. It's that people feel like they can relate to you. I've worked with a lot of different people who have been big in sports talk in this town, and I've loved working with all of them. But with you, it's always been the fact that, again, you're relatable. People feel like they know you, obviously, because they listen to you on the air every day, but then they walk up to you at Kohl's or at the beer distributor.
Some guy
at
Target yesterday said something.
Yeah. I mean, they walk up to you, and it's not only that feeling that they know you, it's you embrace that feeling, and you give it right back. And as someone who listened to you before I worked with you and then got the opportunity to kind of take a step back for a few years and then work with you again on a daily basis, we go back almost 15 years now, and I'm truly lucky to have a chance to not just get to work with you every day, but to, I think, consider you a friend, and it's been an honor, man.
Great
stuff. Same here.
And I'll be more succinct, Jim. You're just a regular guy who happens to work on the radio, not some big radio star who then lives a different life. You're a radio guy that comes to work, or a regular guy that comes to work and happens to be a radio man. And I think that's it. Now, that being said, are you ready, Mr. Regular Radio Man, to give us an update? Can you do that on your way out the door?
Do I have to do it like this?
No, you don't.
No.
Matt,
no.
The music, please. Jim?
Oh, wow. Well, the Penguins lost to Seattle 2-1 in overtime. The two goals in regulation were scored by Evgeny Malkin and Jared McCann. Last year, that would have been a good thing, but now that Jared McCann is on Seattle, not so good. And then the Kraken went on to win for the first time in overtime ever. Penguins are home against Detroit tonight. College basketball, Robert Morris won 77-53 over Milwaukee. Colonials are home against Green Bay tomorrow. Pitt's at Boston College tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll have that for you on The Fan. And Duquesne's home against St. Louis tomorrow at 2. Rafael Nadal overnight, our time, advance to the Australian Open Final.
There's Jim.
I don't think there's no lockout anymore.
No. No, there isn't. That's good. That's what you do. That's what you do best. Great stuff, Jim. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.